Hello and welcome. This conversation with All It Is was presented by Ann Salisbury and Greg Meyerhoff, September 26, 2014. This is copyrighted material and is published by Lively Spirit. You can find us on the web at gointuition.com. And All It Is, do you have something you'd like to say to this group?
The energies of your universe are changing. You could see it like riding the waves, which have been quite subtle for so long. As they begin to increase, you may notice yourselves in a boat, let us say, that is safe, or you may decide that you need a better contraption for floating on the seas. If you desire a different contraption, may we suggest that you get about altering your boat now. If you were to see yourself having to construct a floating device in the middle of the ocean, you would recognize that that would be quite difficult. So why not construct it while you are still on shore, while the waves are still at bay, they're still at a distance. If you do this, you can construct a fine vehicle for yourselves. It can keep you dry, it can keep you above the water, and then you can push off by choice. In other words, by preparing early, you have given yourself the luxury of time so that you may remain calm and loving yourself and loving the experience and loving your creativity as you construct this device. And then when you push off, you may notice, oh, it's getting a bit rocky here, but I have a fine boat, raft, what have you. I feel secure. And then as you go out further and further and the waves become stronger, if you decide then that you need a better vehicle for maneuvering the waves, it is a bit late, you see. It is better to go through all those scenarios before you push off, because otherwise you will wish you had. So may we suggest that you allow yourself to sit creatively on shore while time is on your side, and you go through all the possibilities. In other words, you say to yourself, all right, if it is a calm sea, I shall have a picnic on my raft, and it will be beautiful, and the sun will shine, and I will enjoy it thoroughly. And if the seas pick up, perhaps my raft is not the right thing. Perhaps I need sides on my vessel. So you say, but then in the sunny days, it is not as good. I cannot stretch out as well. And we say to you, why not make it for both? Why not give yourself the opportunity to make a large raft, large enough that you can stretch out, but that has sides in case the waves become rough? Then when you are at sea, you will say to yourself, oh, I have taken care of myself in all these possibilities. So in other words, if you can be on the shore for a time and gather up all of your materials and go through your mind as to the various possibilities that lie away for you and imagine yourself in them, then you have practiced. It is like going through a dress rehearsal in a play. Then when you are at sea, there is no panic. There is no, oh my gosh, I should have packed water. You will have thought of that way before and will have plenty. And you may see others on the waves and they have tiny little rafts and no supplies and they are not doing so well. You must allow them their experience. If you truly have more than you need, you can toss them something if you desire. But it is their job to construct their vessel and plan ahead. And if they have not, it is their job to then get creative and figure something out. In other words, it may be their time to exit and go to the other side and think again. You see, that is another way to create a new vessel. There are many ways you can do it. And if you allow yourself to appreciate that others have the opportunity to create new vessels, then you will be able to separate and respect them more. For when you assume that they are incapable of taking care of themselves, you have put them down, have you not? You have said, oh, they are victim, and they are not. They are simply creators who may not have considered all their options, as have you at times. So if you can see yourself on the shore, giving yourself the opportunity to move through your options and notice yourself and what you consider changing, what you consider keeping in your personalities, your belief systems, then you will be well equipped when the waves get larger. And then you can look at it as a fun ride, one you did not have to pay extra for at the fairgrounds, let us say. We are not trying to scare you. We are simply saying that this is a time of preparation when others are considering pressing down on you, let us say, when others desire to hold your reality static so that they can have it the way they like it. But you see, the earth has decided it will take it no more. It has desired to grow and change for some time. And this is not wrong, and it is not ugly. It is beautiful. It is a desire for expansion. So if you can see all of this as a natural progression of desiring change, of desiring growth, of desiring new experiences, and when the controls around you become too tight, you cannot do that, so then you devise ways to break out, then the waves on the sea are simply a way to break free. And you can break free in a variety of ways, as we have said. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Question.
Could you further define what the boat is?
Question. Can you further define what the boat is? The boat is your vehicle. It is your being. It is your contraption, your physical body, you could say. You want to care for it and prepare it for good times and bad. If you are in good condition, then you can handle most things, you see. Good condition being a good mental attitude, a way of seeing things that allows you to be creative, a belief system that is minimal and expansive rather than contractive. As in, instead of saying, oh, that is good or that is bad, you say, oh, I see, I can learn from both situations. I appreciate it all. And this is my preference. I prefer it to be easy. But, oh, look, I created a situation that made it hard on me. I needed to learn that way, I see. Well, I did. And that is okay. And I appreciate the deep learning. Those are the ways of being that go into the construction of your vessel. And by vessel, we also mean the area around you that is basically unseen. It is your vehicle, you could say, your totality, that is connected to Source, but is expressing itself in an individual way at this time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yep.
Question. And if you are embarrassed to ask it personally, you can pass a note to Greg. That is another option, of course.
When the leaves get very, very rough, I get scared and lose, you know, the grounded connection. And I'm just looking for some tips of how to know that it's all going to be okay.
Question. When the waves get rough and I get ungrounded, I get scared, and I would like some tips as to how to make it more okay. Is that right?
Yes.
Again, it must be you desiring to be connected to Source. In other words, see that light coming into you. You must also do it at your back, you see. You cannot only do it at your front. That is why you have been more scared, because you have noticed that you are unprotected in your back. So choose to stand more solidly in the center of your light and have it surround you, and allow the light to release the negativity from your system. You could see it like little dark dots of nothingness, but dust, or you could say dirt or polka dots. And see yourself as a creative being who has the power to release them. These darkened areas are there due to fear. You could say that fear allowed in ideas that you were not good enough or could not do a good enough job in creating a vehicle that would withstand the storm. So that idea, you could say, must be washed out. You have the power to do so. But as you wash it out, you must replace it with an image that is stronger for you. So let us say you have told yourself that the waves could overcome you. You could be ill-prepared, or you could think you were prepared, and then there could be an opportunity by a nasty neighbor to jump in and mess up things for you. If you had all the supplies you needed, someone could take them. Or if you had your car filled with gas and ready to roll, someone could steal your keys and your car. There are many possibilities that you could come up with to bring about an idea of destruction in your space. So by washing those ideas out and bringing in the idea of, oh, I see, I will keep my keys in my pocket. I will be quiet about where I parked my car. I will set my energy field to be able to walk above the chaos so that those who are fighting will not see me. And I will enjoy my world. In fact, I do so now. By doing that, then you believe more in yourself and you say to yourself, oh, I can construct a vessel that is appropriate for all conditions. One can be constructed. I don't care what people say. You can do it. And I am going to prove it. The ideas that you were told when you were a child that you are not good enough are false. It is a matter of waking up to the negative reality and saying enough is enough in order to get beyond it. So each time those ideas come forward, it will be up to you to choose whether to go with that flooding of fear, or whether you say, you know what, I'm going to sit on the shore and stay quiet for a moment. They may be saying, get in your vessels and push off. And I say, I am not ready yet. You know what? I don't care what they say, and I don't care how much it's raining. I am going to sit here until my vessel feels complete. Because what good would it be for me to go out into the seas with an incomplete vessel? So in other words, you start ruling your world with confidence, with belief in yourself. For you see, if you bring that light from Source into you, that light that is you, that is your spark, you know that in the beginning you were meant to be creator. That is why you are here, to experience yourself as such. And anything less would mean you were off the mark. In other words, you had simply not brought in enough of your light. Therefore, it is time to bring in more of you so that you can be more present and make decisions for yourself. For in the past, others told you, oh, you cannot do that. What were you thinking? You are incomplete. You must go to the dictionary and look up the definition of that word. Go to the encyclopedia and learn some more about others. You are not interesting enough yourself to study yourself. And we say to you, consider that hogwash. You are complete. How could you be otherwise? If you are from Source, you have everything you need, you see. Everything else that has been told to you is faulty and meant to hold you down, meant to control you, meant to keep you under the thumb of another. And may we suggest that the time has come for you to stand up for yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.